Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
So kumuha sila na isang director na hindi masyado mainstream. You know, she was known for like directing small but really really intense productions. Nagahanap sila ng actor para mag-play ng buntis. Alam niyo sa VLF guys, every year buntis ako. Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Ina.
This is Sari.
This is Yudes.
Ay, gago. Wala na pala. Tangina. Hintay ko yung El Athena here. Sorry.
Huwag natin yung dito.
Nakatulala pa ako. Gago, wala na. Wala ka pala. Tatlo lang kami, guys. And y'all are listening to...
Crew Dazzers!
Guys, sorry. Sobrang hilo na tayo, no? Gaya nga na sinabi ko kanina, alam nyo guys, nakapag-record na kami kanina kaso nagka-tech issue kami. Yung pinag-uusapan namin before kami mag-re-record, yung adulting is hard. Kaya tatlo lang kami ngayon kasi I think yung schedule sa amin ang hirap ipagsanto. Tapos right now, I think yung pinaka-busy sa amin si Athena kasi... meron siyang peak ng work, tapos meron ata siyang culminating activity dun sa dance class nila. Tapos,
sis,
kaya mo yan, sis. Tapos so yung kwento nga kanina ni Yudes.
The other week, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, ang ipagkita sa akin sa Athena para kunin yung salamin niya. Tapos sabi ko, sige, kita tayo sa baba. Sabi ko, daanan ka namin dyan, kuya. Sabi ko, sino kasama mo? Si Wawits. Sabi ko, di pagbaba, para in-expect ko, nakakarumba si Athena. Tapos biglang nakita ko, mapababa si Athena na angkas. Sabi ko, nagseparate angkas pa sila ni Wawits. Tapos sabi niya, asan si Wawits mo? Tapos, girl, hindi pa maalis angkas mo. Ang weird, bakit? Tapos sabi niya, kuya si Wawits yun.
Di ba? Hinusgahan mo.
Judger kayo. Sorry na sa Wawits.
Sige, ang bus driver yung Wawits. Tingnan baka sabihin niya, tirador na ang bus driver.
Oh my God, di ba may angkas group na ganyan? Yung ID, sorry, Facebook group, yung mga naghahanap ng...
Yung special service.
Oo, guys, sorry, naririnig nyo ba? Naririnig nyo ba yung pagbuhos ng CR, ganyan? Dito kasi ako sa kusina, guys. As a housewife now. Char! Anyway.
Anyway, sorry sa Wawits ni Athena.
So yun, adulting is hard. Ako naman yung mga dilemma ko in life kasi nagpalit na kami ng role sa buhay ng asawa ko. Diba, dati ako yung nagra-racket, na siya yung house husband. Tapos ngayon naman, ako na yung housewife. So nandito ako sa baba, sa kusina, akis, nagre-record. Si Sally, daming shoot. Si Yudes, daming meeting. Gosh, adulting is hard. Pero hindi adulting yung topic natin, guys. Nag-blow off steam lang kami bago kami mag-record. Ang topic natin today ay, ano yan?
Cutie.
Di ba uso yan? Di ba uso yan? Yung pag may... Sino ba yung uso niyan? Si May Mendoza ba?
Si Maris. Sorry, yung kay Rico Blanco ba yun?
Oo. Tsaka ginawa din kasi niyon. Kaya tayo napunta sa topic na to, guys. Kasi di ba, May Mendoza, 9 years ago, posted a tweet. Sabi niya, Arjo, cutie. Tapos 9 years later, sabi ni Arjo, this time it's my turn. I'll marry you, cutie.
In fairness kay Main, we're all living in Main's world, no?
Di ba? Si Main, alam mo, parang ang swerte ng buhay niya. Parang hindi niya naman gusto mag-artista.
Tapos the way she got into showbiz, so unconvoluted. Na parang it's a natural story na na-discover siya.
Oo, yung nagda-dub smash lang si Akla, tapos kinuha na sa GMA, tapos alam mo yun, tapos that time the prime talent ng GMA was Alden, tapos sa kanya talaga itatambal si Alden.
May love team na si Alden, parang left wala. And right, diba? Left and right, parang...
Na-love team pa nga si Alden kay Marian Rivera. Hindi
for a short while.
Hindi sila bagay, ma'am. Parang, sorry, para niya talagang tita si Marian. Kasi naman batang-bata pa nun si Alden.
Oo, bagets sa bagets yung itsura.
Oo, so nung nag... Kaya na God gave me you, diba? Kasi si Alden, parang feeling niya din, parang... nasa low point. Hindi na low point. Parang hindi nag-take off yung career niya.
Nagpa-plateau.
Kahit kanina siya tinatamba. Ito pa yung naalala kong favorite story ko sa Aldab. Diba, I hate using this term, pero diba usually, yung mga hindi naman ganun ka, like, super big stars, yung ginagawa nila to promote their shows is, hindi ko, to mall shows, diba? Kasi pag big star ka na, yung network na yung magpo-promote ng show mo. Yeah. So si Alden, he booked a lot of mall shows to promote his projects. Eh, di ba, sumikat sila bigla. So, lahat ng nabook niyang mall show dati, gagi, ano talaga?
Nagsa
talaga sa Iloilo, I think. They had to close a whole parking lot at, or yung buong harap ng Robinson's, yung buong kalye, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ganun, pati ever grotesco, kasi ganun kalala. So,
ito serious sensation, no?
True yung lola ko, baliw na baliw sa Aldabs. So, ayun, anyway, nag-goldfish lang tayo sa Aldab. Pero yun, yung point natin ngayon is yung pagmamanifest or yung pagku-cutie-cutie. So, ngayon kaya yung mga tao, di ba, mga laptop cutie, mga graduation cutie. So, tayo, ano bang mga minanifest? Kahit hindi natin sinabi yung cutie. Tsaka actually, alam mo, makukonnect mo talaga sa Aldab yung ginagawa ni Mene. Kasi you always get the things that you want or need or yung feeling ng universe na deserve mo sa tamang panahon. O, di ba, nakonnect mo sa Aldab? O, siya, sige, pag-usapin natin, no, kahit very big, kahit very small, ano yung mga bagay na nag-cutie ka, tapos nagulat ka, nakuha mo?
Alam mo, mauna na ako kasi feeling ko yung kwento ni Sari medyo kakaiba.
Kay Sari yung pasabog eh. Yung kay Sari yung pinaka, yes, girl!
Actually, I think kasama kayo dun sa papel ng pag-cutie-cutie ko na yan. This was around 2015 or 2016. This was the time when I just left work. You know, I left my office work at the time. And parang nag-decide ako na I wanted to take a break and I wanted to see where I can go or what I can do. Kasi it's not because hindi ko kaya yung office work, but I think parang, you know, this was the time na na-disillusion ako with work, with myself, na akala mo po, graduate ka na, ano, may pa-big four ka pa. Alam mo yung ganang sentimiento. Big four pala, with distinction, di ba? Yung mga ganyan, hindi ako graduate with distinction. Pero alam mo na yung that notion lang, no? Na you thought you were prepared for the world, or you knew the world was hard, but you never knew it was going to be. There was no breathing space in between.
Parang you didn't know it was gonna be that hard.
Ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Sabi ko, I just want to take it slow, you know, take my own path. Kasi sinunod ko yan eh, path ng parents ko nun eh, na, you know, study in college, get into a good university, graduate on time, and when you do that, get your work, and things will fall into place. That's the fantasy, di ba? And that wasn't the fantasy. I was just feeling my fantasy at the time. And then, at that time, I was just taking on work as they come, freelance, mga assistant work and stuff. Those type of things. At one point, ma'am, nag-set up ako ng ilaw. Wala na ako naalala from that experience.
Wow. Ano to? Huge tech era. Tech era muta. Yes. Backstage.
Parang wiring pala.
Yung technical director era, shit. Kaya yan, kasi ako yung sasabog yung
ayan. Tapos, there was this one, and then at one point, nagiinuman kami ng mga friends ko. Yun yun, wala akong pera nun, pero tangina, everyday nakakainom ako. That was a weird thing. But was at one point, na parang, sinabi lang ako ng friend ko na yun nga, na I think nakwanta ko na to sa Kutazers na he kind of envied my life at that point na, you know, despite na, medyo pa humble brag pa. Hindi naman siya humble brag, pero I guess pag kinakwento ko siya ngayon, it sounds like humble brag. Sabi pa ng friend ko, ako nga kumita na 6 digits last year, pero alam mo yun, wala akong naalala from last year. Yun yung kwento niya. And ikaw, just for the past few months, ang dami nang nangyari sa buhay mo. Sabi ko, and then sabi ko, and then, you know, that kind of put things into perspective, no? It's not that I didn't want to. It's not that naingit ako na 6 digits yung kinikita. Pero sana all, 6 digits cutie. Legal 6 digits cutie.
Ako naman, legal. Yung shabu pala.
Six digits pala, ha?
6 digits pala.
700,000 shabu. Tapos parang pasabi ko, parang I kind of want to have, kung at least kung hindi man ano, like, you know, things were fun, di ba? I was free. I had no obligation to send money. But I wanted to have direction at that time. Tapos, tamang-tama, nung the day after nung inuman, nag-message sa mommy, pupunta kami yung Baguio, baka gusto mo sumama. Sabi ko, eh parang last minute yun eh, dapat hindi ako kasama. Kaso parang nag-back out yung isa nilang kasama. So sabi ko, sige, sasama ako. Tapos nauna akong dumating sa Baguio nun. Tapos this was, the house kasi is for justices, mga chief justices na parang they're obligated to use that house as a vacation. Parang ganun, parang every year they have to use it. Tapos hindi naman every year nakakapag-vacation sila. Or kung mag-vacation man sila, hindi sa Baguio. So they sometimes give that vacation to their, ano, to their staff ko, ano man.
Ang sarap! Gusto ko ba niyo mag-staff? Charot mo.
And parang, ganun yung pagkakaintindi ko na in-explain sa akin, ha? Kasi maganda yung ano, hindi siya mansion, pero it's really one of those old American style houses, mm-hmm, na cottages, ganun siya. Tapos, nauna akong dumating mga 4 hours ahead of time, dumating ako. Tapos, yung nag-settle down na ako doon, tapos sabi ko, eh dahil nga manginginom ako ng time na yun, no? Na bigla ko na-uhaw. Tapos sabi ko, ah, kuya, saan yung malapit ka 7-Eleven dito, kaya ano, tapos niya sabi niya, dito sir, keme-keme, punta ka dito. Yeah. So bumili ako halak niyo. Tapos for, I think na-post ko pa nga to sa Instagram eh. I don't want to sound dramatic about it, no. I think it's just, you know, in retrospect that it sounded dramatic, no? But for that moment, alam mo, it's just the drama of having of the entire night sky above you, and then nakikita mo yung pisngi ng ano, yung pisngi ng bundok.
Mm. Saan yung pisngi ng bundok?
I mean, because it's Baguio, di ba? You're in a high place, and everywhere you look, it's all, ano, you see the mountains, the mountain ranges, and it's all mountain ranges.
Ano. Gets? Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi ko, ngayon ko lang na-encounter yung phrase na pisngi ng bundok, yearn.
I mean, it's the side, the mountain side, kumbaga. I mean, I just used it. I don't know if it's an official term. Pero, alam mo, nakikita mo lang yung pisngi ng bundok, punong-puno ng ilaw. It's just, you're overwhelmed by that majesty. And for the, I think for the first time in a long time, at least that time, no? Napawanan naman ako kay Lord or kusino man yung ano, yung higher being, kung may higher being, na sabi ko, na for the first time, I admitted na I'm lost. Sabi ko, grabe, I'm so lost right now. I mean, I have good friends, I think I had good friends, and I'm enjoying my life, and I know I'm benefiting so much for doing so little. But I want to do something out of my life right now, or I want to see where I can go. And then sabi ko, parang, just give me a sign. Or just point me to the direction. And I will pursue it. Tapos, what do you call that? Then inubos ko na. And then, you know, I went with my merry ways. I enjoyed my time in Baguio. And then, saktong-saktong pag-uwi ko nun. Yung ex ko na nag-VLF nun. Tapos that was the time when I met you, Ina.
Kasama ko lang. Nakasama mo ka, ano nila.
That was the time I met you. And then sabi mo, nakwento mo na nag-MA ka.
Wow, ako pala yung sign. Bongga!
No, because I didn't, before then, I haven't been, it's not that I haven't been to UP, but I have been sa UP, but I wouldn't have any excuse, alam mo yun, to go dun sa, to go sa UP. And at that time, at that age, napaparalysis analysis ako sa mga bagay-bagay. Saan ako pupunta? Anong gagawin ko? Ano kailangan ko? Ano mga papeles kailangan ko as kasukin? Ano yung mga insider things na kailangan ko malaman to make the process easier for me? Alam mo yun, those things intimidated me and I had none of them. Tapos, sakong-sakto, the week after, you were talking so much about your MA classes that day. Tapos, nasabi ko, tapos, doon ko tatanong, parang, nag-MA ka, Ina. Tapos, doon. That's when I started taking care of my paperwork sa MA.
Sorry, natatawa ako kasi na-imagine ko kung Aldab to, yung kunyari, nag-MA ka, Ina. Oh, God gave me you.
Show me what's real. Ganun.
Nakakainis. Nakakainis.
But really, I'm not, you know, hashtag no joke. People might think I'm joking, but that was really the sign that, you know, now I have an excuse. Now there's someone that I can ask. Sabi ko, that's when I decided to go through with it. And then from then on, I wouldn't say my life was perfect because of it. But I like to think that it was because of that series of incidents or series of conversation that eventually changed the course or the direction of my, or the trajectory of my life. And it came, and it immediately came, pagbaba ko ng Baguio. That was what I was saying, na parang for now, I'm not going to think, nung nasa Baguio ako, right now, I'll just enjoy being in Baguio. Because I think that was just my third time in Baguio. Wherein I really got the chance to look around and enjoy stuff.
Mm.
And I think, you know, what part of my experience there in Baguio, which was so life changing for me, is I guess after that moment, yung nag-anong one-on-one kami ng higher being, you kind of just had that realization how small you are in this, you know, in this world. I know that sounds, you know, this sounds so cliche, you know, but it took that for me. It took four San Mig bottles, four or five na San Mig na ano na in can.
San Mig sponsor us.
San Mig sponsor us.
Yes. Wow, good taste na baba sponsor.
More for us.
Pero di ba may San Mig alcohol free? Charet, go.
Hindi ko alam what was happening there. I don't know kung lasing lang ako, kaya over emotional ako or overly receptive ako sa lahat ng mga bagay. Pero it felt like nung that moment after kung kausapin yung ano, yung higher being, nasa gayosin lang ako. Alam mo yun, mga pelikula moments. Now, naramdaman mo kung gaano kakaliit. At kung gaano kaliit yung role mo sa mundo. So you have, it's up to you to kind of like make yourself bigger by moving things on your own accord. Until then, I didn't have quite anything like that. Of course, there are those small manifestations that happen day to day. Sana umulan. It's those stupid small things. But to me, if there's anything I manifested, I think it's that. If there's something I manifested, I think it's really that. That moment.
Direction sa buhay, cutie. Sorry, oh, nasa CR ako.
Direction sa buhay. Nakakatawa yung direction sa buhay, cutie. Pero yeah, that was it for me. And, you know, I'm here. Now I'm here sa Podazzers. Kasama ko na kayo. Alam mo yun, nagsischeduling problems na tayo.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Iniisip ko tuloy kung yung mga manifestation ko involved din ba kayo one way or another.
That was also the year I met you, Sari.
Oh, ang daming involved sa... Ang bukong, I mean, not kayo per se, pero... Ay, tapos ka na ba yun? Sorry, ah.
No. Yeah, go na.
Yung ako, hindi ko siya minanifest, pero manifestation ba tawag dito? Yung parang, I was just so determined na papunta ako doon. Gets nyo ba?
Yeah. It's not, you did not, was it a case na you did not wish for it? It's just something you thought about and worked for?
Hindi nga, I just thought na I was gonna go there. Parang, ano ba? Kasi di ba gusto ko mag-theater?
Mm-hmm.
Pero parang nagkaganyan din akong crisis youths kasi nung gusto ko na mag-pursue ng theater around like 10 or more than 10 years ago, nag-workshop ako, di ba? Nag-attend ako ng mga workshop. Nung huli kong workshop, kasi parang nakatatlo na ako noon, tapos parang sabi ko, eh di ba pala huli to? Nung second workshop ko, nung culminating activity namin, nung recital, nakuha na yung certificate, di ba? Tapos, parang nakaramdam ako ng kaba. Sabi ko, okay, so tapos na. Ano, eh, ito na, parang sabi ko, ito na ba yon? Ito na yung peak. Nung, kasi I quit my job, di ba? I quit my job. I left, hindi naman technically corpo life yun. I left corpo life. I really wanted to pursue theater.
Hmm.
Tapos, after nung workshop, parang nung ikalawang workshop ko, kay Tita Sherry pa to, that time, teacher ko lang siya sa workshop. Tapos, hindi ko alam yung gagawin ko. Parang sabi ko,
guys, context si Tita Sherry, naging actor ni Ina, namin ni Ina, years later. Tapos ngayon.
Years later. So, yun
bosom, parang, bosom bodies na siya. Yung tipo, sinusuntok na siya sa chan ni... Hindi kayo buntis na.
Sinuntok ni Sherry Lara sa buntis.
Hindi ka si Tita Sherry. Hindi ka si Tita Sherry.
Huwag mo na kasi siya Tita. Kaya
hindi ka si Sherry.
Sa chan. Oo, ayaw niya tinatawag siyang Tita Sherry.
Sabi tapos mo, one time. Go in, ikaw kwento.
Sabi niya, sabi ko, Tita Sherry, gago sinikmuraan ako yung bunganga niya ko. Ano sabi mo? Sabi ko, Sherry, lang yung pangalan.
For context, guys, mga 60 plus na si Tita Sherry.
Ayun. Sinigmuraan ako. So, alam mo yun, parang, basta yun, may moment ako ganung huge na parang, ganun din, pelikula pero POV ko. Parang nagsuslow yung world. Sawak-hawak yung certificate ko sa workshop. Parang inisip ko, sabi ko, so pagkatapos nito, ano na, parang meron pa ba akong direction? Kasi gusto ko talagang, I mean, in my heart, there was nowhere else to go. Kasi nga, I quit my job. I threw away everything because I wanted to do theater.
That's scary, no, for theater people. The end of a production. The end of a prolonged production. Of a long production. Because you never quite know if you're going to get another.
Yeah.
Tapos I think I worked a little bit more pa. I forgot. Basta I forgot the whole timeline of my life. Basta eventually, I joined another workshop. Tapos, weekend workshop siya. Tapos, I met like some of my like really good friends now galing sa workshop na yun. Lagi ko silang ka-chat, you know, we're kind of chummy. Tapos, anong nangyari? Tapos, naalala ko pa, ano, kasi I remember, before I left for Dumaguete and Iloilo, yun ata yung first ever audition ng DLF. Tapos, nag-prepare ako noon. Pinatawag ko pa yung friend ko sa bahay kasi dati, intense yung audition ng DLF eh.
Ah, nakita mo na to.
May song, may dance, ganyan. So, pinatawag ko siya, nag-rehearse kami ng dance. Tapos ang haba ng pila, ang dami nag-audition sa BLF. Yun yung first. Tapos siya, of course, hindi ako pumasa kasi parang gabi na ako nag-audition, pagod na yung mga nagsiscreen, pinag-monologue na lang ako, so nag-monologue ako. Tapos hindi ako pumasa. At that time, it felt kind, it, parang, ay, ano ba naman, parang, yun na yun. Kasi nga, ay, naalala ko pa, after nung workshop na kasama si Sherry ata, or si Royder ba? Basta yun, ini-encourage kami mag-audition sa VLF. Kasi that time, novelty pa yung VLF eh. That was the first, I think. So, nag-audition ako, tapos di ko pumasa. So, parang, you know, that kind of puts you down in the dumps na, okay, so baka nga, this isn't for me. Pero hindi eh. Parang, I just really felt it was for me. So, nagpa-Iloilo ako and everything. But I always had VLF at the back of my mind na I said, I'll be in VLF one way or another. Not just VLF. I wanted to be in theater. But of course, yung entryway ko dati sa theater was through that VLF audition. Tapos dumating na sa point na sineschedule ko na yung buhay ko around VLF. Hindi pa ako teatro noon, ang yabang ko. Sineschedule ko yung buhay ko. Alam ko kung kailan yung VLF season. So kapag may purpose akong something, isi-schedule ko na hindi babangga sa VLF kasi umaasa talaga ako, te. One day, papasa ako. As in, sabi ko, sinischedule ko yung buhay ko. Tinatanong pa ako ng dentista, gusto mo ba ngayon natin bunutan? Ah, huwag po muna do kasi mag-audition ako sa VLF. Ganun na. Ang kapal lang mukha ni bakla. As in, ganun level. Sabi niya, yung ganun yung gusto mo, bunutin na natin yung ipin. Huwag muna do kasi mag-audition sa VLF. Ganyan. Tapos, mas nalimutan ko na paano ako nag-reach to that point. Pero, ganun lagi yung pag-iisip ko. Parang pag VLF season, umaasa ako. I think I auditioned for VLF na kailang... After nung workshop kay Sherry, nag-audition pa ulit ako sa VLF. So, sa ano na yon, sa Silangan Hall na. Parang umabot na ako nun ata ng second level. Kasi dati, di ba parang pagka-monologue ko, thank you, ganun. I think 3 times. Parang nag-audition pa ako... Nung after nung class ni Sherry sa VLF, umabot ako ng second level, parang pinair-pair kami. Tapos the third time I auditioned, kasama ko na yung friend ko from Dumaguete na actor din. Kasi nga, di ba lumipat ako ng Dumaguete para mag-aral ng theater. Tapos di na naman ako pumasa, di ba? So pang ilang audition ko na yun sa VLF. But it was still the same. Every time I was in Manila, I would really make time for it. Because in my mind, that was my entry point. Kasi nga, di ba, people are saying na yung BLF is for untried, untested plays. And also, sometimes, there are untried, untested actors sa BLF. So, gano'n, sinischedule ko yung buhay ko around it. Tapos, di ba, nag-workshop ako kasama yung, ito na nga, nag-weekend workshop ako sa PETA. So, I met some people there. And then, yun na, yung isa doon na kasama ko sa workshop, meron siyang isang friend na virgin writer din sa BLF. Tapos dahil virgin writer siya, wala silang kilalang actors. Mm-hmm. I think yung, nung pumasa yung play niya, yung unang director na kumuha ng play niya was medyo sikat. So yung mga actors niya, sana sila JC Santos. Back then, nung theater pa si JC, hindi pa siya nami-mainstream. Sila JC Santos, mga bigatin. Eh, nag-back out yung director. So kumuha sila na isang director na hindi masyado mainstream. You know, she was known for like directing small but really, really intense productions. Tapos naghahanap sila ng actor para mag-play nung buntis. Alam nyo sa VLF, guys, every year, buntis ako.
Nakubuntis si Sis.
Oo, every year, buntis yung role ko. This year, nung lumaki yung chang ko, VLF. Tapos nung pumunta ko ng VLF, buntis ka na naman. Sabi ko, hindi, this time for real na. So, yun, naghahanap sila na magpiplay ng buntis.
Oo nga, sa tawa, buntis ka na.
Oo, sa labor room, buntis ako. So, yun, yung buntis na. Ito yun, dito tayo nag-meet. O, tamo kasama ka nga, Yudes. I didn't, parang yung virgin writer na yon. So, nung nag-back out yung parang medyo heavy-gat na director. Film director kasi siya, mag-BLF debut sana siya. Kasama pa pala ako dun sa original cast. Nung medyo, nung parang film director na mag direct for me.
Sana nakipagbardagulan ka kay JC Santos, di ba?
Oo, pero bit role lang ako noon. Bit role lang ako noon. Ako yung nasnachan. Ako dapat yun. Eh, anong nangyari nung nag-backout yung director? Siyempre, dala niya yung mga artista niya. Umalis si JC, umalis si everybody else. So, eh ako, hindi naman ako, sino ba ako? Ba't ako susunod sa kanya? So, nag-iwan ako sa kanya. Which was the one na sumalo, di ba? Si Isa, like I described, you know, her production. Sometimes they're not very big. Although she does also direct big productions. Pero even her small productions, they're very intense. You know, she really, mabuting ting siya, mabusisi siya. So, in-interview pa nila ako noon ng partner niya at that time, si Jay. Parang, can you do the role? Ganyan, ganyan. Sarang ako, eh girl, wala nga ako alam. Di ba ako theater nun, di ba? So ako naman, oh. So kung ikaw yung ano, yung magpa-play ng role na to, kakayanin mo ba, Kemi? Kemi, sarang ako, oh, naman
po. Oh, kasi experimental si Isa.
Oh, experimental yung style niya. So actually, yung naging process nun, puro kami workshop, everyday workshop.
Si Jay workshop master, yeah.
Oo, so wino-workshop nila ako everyday, parang hindi kami natapos mag-workshop. Tapos dun din, ito yung tinatawag namin ng friend ko na si Ayo, na our Uncle Ben's Murder. Kasi, dun din kami nag-meet, yun din ata yung first BLF niya.
Ayo.
So naghahanap sila ng actors, kinuha nila si Ayo. Ayun, eventually, parang hindi ko actively hinanap. Pero dahil I always just kept it in my heart na parang one day, mag-BLF ako. And then it happened. And then, yeah, that was my first BLF play. I mean, I don't know if I did well or probably not. Pero alam mo yun, after that, hindi na ako ata umabsent ng... After that, umabsent ako ng medyo matagal sa BLF kasi I started my master's. And then nag-start ulit yung labor room, and then meron na namang isa pa, and then meron na isa pa. Until such a point na parang almost every year, in some little way, involved ako sa BLF. So parang yun yung cutie ko.
Kasi in little ways, guys, hindi in little way ang involvement niya ni Ina. Part siya ng screening process ng BLF for new plays. Kaya kung gusto niyo matanggap, kung gusto niyo matanggap yung ano yung play niya, padala na kayo na ano, ng crib nga sa...
Guys, sobrang na yung crib ko, wala ko hijack. Why?
Padala na kayo ng hijack ngayon kay Ina para ano, dumulas yung screening process niya.
Charat.
Hindi po corrupted si Ina.
Hindi. Sorry kung tsaka talaga siya. But yun, parang, yun yung, ewan ko kung cute bang tawag dyan, pero hindi ko kasi talaga siya inalis in my heart. Parang, I just really felt na I was going there, I belonged there, alam mo yun? So, ayun, I mean, yun yung cutie ko, VLF cutie. Tapos, yun lang, even in little ways. I'm literally, sometimes even in little ways, kasama ako sa VLF. So, yun ang aking cutie. Virgin Love Fest cutie.
Yarn! Asay nung kwento. Kasi gusto ko rin yung VLF. Nagawa ko lang once as ASM, pero gusto ko rin siyang gawin as an actor.
Surprise, hindi ka pa nakaano as an actor, sorry.
Not yet.
Dahil hindi ka pa nakapag-audition or dahil lagi ka may racket pag-audition?
Either walang bagay na role sa akin or anong tawag dito, pag nag-audition ako, hindi rin ako pumapasa.
Pero sa bagay, sorry, alam mo ngayon na nasa level ka na na ano, in terms of connection, na pag when there's a role for you, like kunwari may Japanese doon, isa yun na, tingin ko, matik ka na yun.
Pero ano yun, nasa age kasi ako na mahirap talaga i-cast. Hindi naman ako napepeg somewhere. At saka yung itsura ko, hindi rin siya particularly young or particularly old.
So, ayan medyo, yung ano, oo. Alam mo, in a way, buhat ng kuyan para sa amin ni Sari. Kasi yung age namin, pang mother na. Pero, minsan, pag mag-audition ka ng mother, hindi ka tatanggapin. Kasi, hindi ka mukhang nanay or something, or you don't look old enough. Na parang ako, wow, thanks, pero kailangan ko yung pere.
At saka hindi lang yun, hindi ako morena, hindi rin ako maputi, hindi rin ako tisay. Tapos hindi rin ako matang matangkad, pero minsan, mukha akong matangkad, yung mga ganun. May mga issues
sa lang din yan. Sa tignan, pag sa ano, yes, may maganda.
Ang mga pek-pek shorts sa sari, ang haba ng legs.
So parang, minsan hindi nila alam kung saan ako ilalagay. Mataray ba siya? Pero bakit parang ang hina niya rin? So ano ba siya? Parang ganun. So medyo iniisip ko pag nag-audition ako sa mga ganyan, unless babagay talaga sa akin, hindi yan mapupunta sa akin.
Ganun. Oh, cutie na yan.
Yes, cutie.
Magandang,
sorry for VNF.
Magandang role, cutie.
Magandang role, cutie. True. Meron ka ba ba?
Wala na. That's all.
Alam mo, pag yung mga manifest na yan, feeling ko kasi lumaki akong nangyayari lang yung mga gusto ko.
Sana all!
Kasi yung pinakamalala, na parang gusto kong i-testing, kasi nakwento ko rin sa mga housemates ko sa shooting yun. Sabi ko, alam nyo, may something ako na minsan nagkakatotoo lahat ng sinasabi ko. Tapos, kung maalala nyo, 50 days nga akong nasa isang shoot before. Tapos, dumating sa point na we are getting sick of the food, kahit hindi naman pare-pareho everyday. Tapos, every day for 1 week, sari mag-request ka ng food, please. Like, magdasal ka ng food. Magsabi kong kare-kare at pastillas. Kaya may kare-kare kami at pastillas.
Magic na yung gusto mo eh.
Ganong kalala na para sari, mag-isip ka pa, ano pang gusto mong kainin? Sige, sabi ko kasi pag ipipilit ko na gusto nyo, hindi baka hindi mangyari, dapat gusto ko talaga. Kare-kare, sinigang, bulalo, ano pa ba mga imposible, dinuguan. Diyos ko, minsan talaga nagugulat na lang kami. Ha? Sari, ito ulit yung ulam. Sana may dessert na ganito. Sala, meron din. Tapos minsan sabi ko, Ma'am, gusto ko na lang Jollibee. May kumatok sa kwarto namin. May dalang isang kahon ng Jollibee. Kahonte.
Ate, kung gusto nyo matupad mga pangarap nyo sa buhay, kaibigan. Kaibigan nyo si Sari.
Pizza sa nakakatawa, no? Nasa CR pa ako, no? Nagsisigawan na yung mga housemates ko. Sabi ko, bakit? Tapos wag na ba sila, Sari? Sari, Jollibee!
Grabe, Sari. Para kayo nasa relief center.
Diba? Ang lalo. Ganun na kami ganun na kasama yung lagay namin doon siya. Ganun na kasi kami katagal na walang sagap sa civilization. Tandaan nyo, wala akong internet masyado.
Oo, ikaw si kabayan noon eh. Noon
actually, doon na uso yung kabayan, Sari.
So ayun, isa yun sa mga basic na cutie na nagagawa ko dati. Pero siguro yung, eto alam to ng mga friends ko eh, yung pinaka nagulat ako na nangyari talaga is kasi nanood si Sir Tony, rest in peace sir. Ayan,
rest in peace.
Isang play dati na ano ba ako doon? Set and props yata ako noon. Tapos wala akong pera, wala akong cellphone, wala akong matirhan na matino, parang nomad yata ako noon. Tapos sumasali ako sa mga prod para makakain. Tapos ang nangyari, nakita ko siya, tapos as alam mo yun, parang siyang god ng Philippine theater, yung itsura niya, yung dating niya, yung espiritu niya, ganun. Gusto kong magpa-pirma ng program sa kanya, pero wala akong pambili ng program, ayaw naman akong bigyan ng prod.
Ang damot naman nila, part ka naman ng prod team.
Grabe naman yun.
Hindi kasi pinabenta yun ng timeline para may pandagdag kami ng panggasto sa prod. Tapos, hindi ko naman makuha yung poster kasi may nakabantay doon nung time na yun. So,
guys, gawain ko din yun dati, nagnanakaw ako ng poster. Sorry po.
Ma'am, ang nakuha ko lang, yung dahon na papel doon sa set.
Wala. So,
pero ako kay Sir Tony, nagalit siya sa akin. Bakit yan? Wala ba akong program or poster? Tapos parang sino ba ako? Ibuti na lang yung apo niya yata si Guada, org mate ko sa theater org sa LB. Sabi niya, hindi kilala ko yan. Sige, pirman mo na lang yan. Ganun. Pero ako, pagka-pirma nun, galit na galit ako. Sino ba to? Hindi mo alam yung pinagdadaanan ko. Ito, di ba, besa ka lang. Ako, kailangan ko ng pangkain. Ganon. Pero, nilapitan pa rin kita gamit yung aking dahong papel.
Sorry, yung dahong papel.
Okay, yung parang kung tama nun, I was just 16, okay? Tapos sabi ko talaga, tandaan mo, Tony, mabesa, balang araw, luluhod ka sa akin. Parang ganon. Parang ganon, parang hindi ko sinabing luluhod siya. Pero sabi ko, makakaharap kita one day. Parang ganun. And makikilala mo ako. Hindi mo na ako mamaliitin one day. Parang ganun. And then, that one day came. Kasi nung hinarap ko siya sa theater, nung nag-audition ako, nung nalaman ko na may play siya, galit ako. Kasi nung tinanong niya ako sa loob ng Guerrero, basta
ito yung, ang basta sa dahon ko.
Sa dahon ko, te. 10 years after, kaharap na kita, te. Kaso, yung script in English, kaya ko naman mag-English. Kaso, bakit naman English? Hindi ko strength talaga yun. Parang mas effective ako actor as a Filipino, di ba? Tapos biglang...
When you deliver the lines, you can always tell you're not English.
Oh, I can't English, ganun. Tapos parang, last minute, sabi ni Sir Tony, okay, you can do your monologues in Tagalog. Bakla, yung utak ko, automatic, nag-translate into Tagalog. Wala namang bago sa akin sa pag-translate, guys. Kasi yung thoughts ko, lagi kong tinatranslate as a young Sari nung hindi pa ako marunong mag-Tagalog.
Oh, so, nung Japanese era mo pa.
So ako, pababa ako sa dressing room, stage right. Pababa ako doon, tinatranslate ko na sa utak ko, tapos gamay na gamay ko na, chef, babaklain ko na to. Pero sabi, dapat may tenderness, dapat, kahit pokpok ka, mahal mo pa rin yung tao, ganun. So may nakita ko random.
Fathers and sons ba to?
Oo. May nakita ko random baby powder doon. Tapos sabi ko, gagamitin ko to sa eksena, gagalingan ko na. Pero kaso pagdating ko sa gitna, galit ako sa kanya.
Naalala mo yung pape?
Sabi ko, ito yung matanda ng maliit sa akin dati. Kasi pape lang yung kaya ko ipapirma sa kanya. Yun yung nasa isip ko.
Puti mo, Sari. Higantig ito ni Pape sa cutie.
Or galitin niyo ako, cutie. Dahil pag nagsumpa ako, nagkakatotoo. Charot, cutie. Hindi, anong nangyari nun? Tinanong niya ako, okay, what's your name? Ang sagot ko talaga, guys, syempre project, ganyan. Sabi ko, sarili na sa akin, sir! Galit si Sinis!
Pwede korka, tingi.
Lumilas ba niyo, sir? Ganon, galit si Sinis. Sabi sa akin, okay, go whenever you're ready, ganyan. Tapos, si Ian yata yun, yung naka-stand in as matandang karyas. Sabi ko talaga sa kanya, be, sorry ha. Tapos, sinaboy ko yung polvo sa kamay ko, nagpausok ako, tapos talagang hinampas ko sa mukha niya yung polvo, gano'n. Tapos, ang entrada ko pa, parang kasi ang linya yata, ang gwapo-gwapo mo na, parang gano'n. Pero ang ginawa ko, di ang gwapo mo na, ganun-ganun na. Tapos sabi ba na, wala naman nagsabi sa akin na ang gusto ni Sir Tony pala pag nag-audition, yung nakapalda ka, naka-makeup, naka-heels. Ang mga tinanong ko, mga sira ulo, sinagabo, ayan, sabi sa akin, Sari, labas mo yung suso mo, sinaalis. Sari, labas mo yung suso mo, tapos mag-pek-pek shorts ka, tama yan, ganyan. Hindi ako nag-pek-pek shorts, naka-susuhan, ganyan. Pumunta ako doon, kasi yun din yung pagkakaintindi ko sa character, ipok-pok siya ng beer house, di ba? Kasi bakla, pumunta doon, galing kurso na ligas, alam mo yun. Yun, ginawa ko yun. Nung pagkatapos kong mag-audition, sabi lang sa akin, thank you. Sabi ko, tang ina na ito. Ayaw talaga sa bilat, no? Kasi si Tracy, yung kinakapatid ko, lalaki to, siya yung nag-audition after. Tapos, after niya mag-audition, sinisilip ko sila eh. Tapos sabi, how's your schedule? How's your English? Ba't ako walang ganung tanong? Kasi sabi ko, hindi nag-work yung yung vengeance ko, ganyan. Pumunta akong taong bayan at nag-inom. At doon dumating si Ayo. At I think doon ko siya talaga nakilala. Kasi alam niyang friend ko si yung mga friends niya, pero hindi kami friends. Tapos nilapitan niya, sabi niya, favorite pokpok ka ni Tony. Ha? Sabi ko, sino pong Tony? Sabi niya, Tony Mabesa. Tapos napalagok ako ng birte, ng malala. Sabi ko, shit, nangyari na yung sumpa ako, gano'n.
Pero higanti kay Tony, cutie.
Hindi naman maganda yung naging experience ko doon. Kasi syempre, as a baguhan, parang lur-lur talaga ako. At saka lagi ako nadadala sa takot ko sa kanya. Kaya mukha akong tanga lagi doon. Pero nung time na yun, di ko alam kung saan ko nakukuha yung tapang ko. Di ko alam kung meron pa ako doon ngayon. Na parang everyday, kahit bulyuan niya ako ng tanga-tanga ng mga choices ko ginagawa ko. Parang, ewan ko, niluno ko lang eh. Tapos one day, parang sinabi na lang sa akin ng mga tao na, uy, ano mo, favorite ka niyan nun, no? Lagi niya sinasabi na, alam mo yung ginagawa mo, ganyan. Tapos parang, ah, talaga ba? Hanggang sa nakabuo na rin ako ng relationship with him. Pero hindi ko naman sinasadyang magkaroon ng hate sa kanya. Tandaan natin, 16 na nga ako noon.
Oo naman.
So, nung 26 na ako, 10 years after, parang hindi na ako ganun eh. Bakit ako magagalit sa taong to? Baka mainit lang yung ulo ng araw na yun. Baka di siya nagandahan dun sa play, di ba? So parang ako, ah, okay. Ang sarap lang isipin na, dati nung bata ka, galit na galit ka. Tapos ngayon, nakakasama
mo. Trabaho mo na.
Oo, ganun. Na parang sino ba naman mag-aakala ng itutuloy mo pala talaga to, di ba? Ayun, yung mga ganun. Pero ito yung manifestation talaga for me na kung yung top of my head na alam kong na-manifest ko yung jowa ko ngayon. Kasi I remembered, hindi ako tinatanong seriously. Ay, hindi ko sinasagot seriously yung friend namin sa Nana Rosa, si Bite. Nung magtanong siya, Ate Sari, kung may magiging crush ka sa cast ng Nana Rosa, sino yun? Or parang sino ang boyfriend material for you? Ang iniisip ko lang, sino ba ang matinong sa mga to na mukhang hindi ako iiwan at sasaktan kung magiging jowa ko sila? So sabi ko, alam mo, feeling ko si Abe, sabi kong ganun, kasi ang bait niya eh. Parang feeling mo hindi kanya lulukohin, sabi kong ganun. Tapos, hindi ko siya type noon. Actually, we really hated each other nung Nana Rosa.
Really?
We don't like each other nung time na yun. Especially, he hated me to guts, sobra. Tapos parang, nung pag iniisip ko na lang ngayon, naisip ko noon pa na parang gusto ko pag nagka-jowa ko katulad niya. So, hindi ko naman sinabi Lord na siya mismo, pero binigay niya naman. Binigay niya naman. Nangyayari naman pala. Parang sa pinaka-hindi mo inaasahang pagkakataon. Kasi sa lahat ng tao doon, siya yung least na maisip ko magiging jowa ko talaga. Pero kung pipili ako ng kajowa-jowa, siya yun dahil mabait siya. Hindi dahil gusto ko siya kasi I hated him.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Nana Rosa cast natin. Sino ang jowa mo?
Wala. Si Abe nga, I think. Ako rin kung mapapiliin mo.
Diba?
Si Abe or si Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin. Oo, si Justin, diba? Pero hindi pa kami close ni Justin nun yet. Saka hindi ko siya nakikita nun. Pero, ayun nga. On top
laging
of my head.
Si Justin.
Oo, alam mo ba yung sinasabi ko sa kanya, Justin, I love you. Sabi niya sa akin, sucks lang. Araya sa akin.
Ang gwapo ng sagot, sucks lang.
Sucks lang.
Sucks lang.
Sakit, sakit lang. Sucks lang. Pala po. Go, go, go.
So, ayun, sabi ko parang, ano pala, kung meron man ako superpowers, it's still there. Parang ganun. Kasi lahat naman tayo, parang, I think we have the power to manifest the things that we really want. You just have to tap it and learn how to tap it. Alam mo yun? That, it doesn't work all the time, I think, dahil sa pakiramdam ko right now. Pero, ang weird eh. Hindi, for some, eto, yung hindi mo sinasadyang i-manifest. I was crying a few weeks, siguro a month ago. Month na ba? Because I wanted to quit acting in general. Sige, mag-stage crew na lang ako. Maging producer na lang kaya ako. Or ano mo yun? Anything else inside the industry. Mag-direct ako, ganyan. Maging teacher, educator, hindi ko alam. Kasi parang, is it still in me? Kasi yung nakikita ko mga online chatter na ginawa ko, I'm really bad. I don't like it. Ganon. I'm not inspired. I don't get challenging roles. And I'm like, this is the end of me. Ganyan. And then, Dali De Leon won. She did not win, pero she was, ang ganda ng, pagkaka-recognize sa kanya sa Triangle of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Sadness
pala.
Mm.
Tapos, sabi ko, I feel like I'm saved. Dahil nanalo siya. Ang babaw pero, nakakita ko ng, dahil binanood ko yung interview niya, binasa ko, nakakita ko ng parang role model. Kumbaga, may Disney princess ako.
Si Dali De Leon yun.
Na may happy ending. Tapos si Miss Dali yun.
Oh, ano sabi, din si Miss Tiana, si Tita Dali din, diba? Resurgence din siya eh.
Oo, kasi if you read the articles that are written about her, parang steady lang kasi yung ano niya, steady. And to me, with all my heart, Dali De Leon deserves everything. Kasi parang dati, nung nagsistart ako sa theater, isa din siya sa mga tao na pag nakita ko, putang ina, ang galing-galing ng taong to. Parang galing niya. As in, yung boses niya nagpo-project, pero hindi siya sumisigaw. Tapos clear. Tapos, naalala ko yung nag-win over sa akin na role niya, dalawa. Sa Middle Finger, parang may scene sila ni Gilan doon na namatay kasi yung anak niya doon sa scene na yon. Tapos yung line niya, na favorite namin ni Ayo was, sabi niya, kaming mga magulang, alam namin kung sino sa amin yung mga magulang. Or we recognize which one of us are parents. Kasi may kita mo daw sa balikat, parang something like that, parang pasan-pasan mo yung bigat na dala ng anak mo. Tapos sinusuklayan ata siya ni Gilan. Tapos naiiyak ako. Sabi ko, yun lang yung sinabi niya. Saka dun sa Pansit Canton, dun sa what's that, Short and Sweet. Parang mother din siya ulit dun. Tapos na-realize niya na nasaktan nung ex yung anak niya. Tapos sobrang absurdo nung eksena. Kukuha siya ng plastic wrap, tapos babalutin niya yung ex ng anak niya ng plastic wrap. Tapos yun na yung ginawa niya. Sabi ko, puta, yun, sobrang galing ng taong to.
Alam mo yun? Sa ilan na, di ba, bilanggo ng pag-ibig.
Oo, galing niya din doon. So parang, you're always thinking, this person, you know, is a superstar. And tama ka, Sari, nung naging nag-ganda-ganda ng review sa kanya sa Triangle of Sadness, parang, shit, deserve niya yun.
Diba? Tapos parang ako, nakahanap ako ng idolo ko na I will look up to, na kaya kong sabihin na, one day gusto ko maging katulad niya. Tapos hindi, wala akong ganun eh, all throughout my life, na parang gusto ko maging katulad niya, gusto ko maging katulad niya. Tapos one day, nakahanap ako ng, ganito rin yung ginagawa niya, ganito din yung nararamdaman niya, ganito rin yung pinagdaanan niya, tapos makikita mo siyang nag-win in life. Pakiramdam pa nagkaroon ako ng pag-asa. Tapos sakto nun, na-interview ako for parang isang YouTube channel ng mentor ko dati. Tapos in-interview niya ako about sa challenges ng buhay ko as an actor. Tapos nabanggit lang niya na, o tingnan mo nga si Dali, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, o nga po eh, parang naging hindi niya man alam na salba niya ako, ganyan. So hindi ko na mapigilan, tinweet ko yon after nung interview na parang hindi mo maintindihan, hindi mo alam, pero you saved me. Tapos sabi ko sa utak ko, one day sana makasama ko siya, parang makilala ko pa siya, mapanood ko siya. Kasi honestly, napanood ko lang siya sa tribute night ni Sir Tony and clouded yung utak ko nun. And one day, nagkaroon ako ng shoot na PA ako at siya yung artista.
Mm.
Tapos, dadalhin ko yung sides niya, yung scripts niya for the next day. Kabadong-kabado ako at saka I made sure na ako yung magdadala. Tapos kumatok ako sa kanya, binigay ko yung script. Exacto, may tanong siya sa akin, dinaiber niya ako. Tapos nasagot ko lang sa kanya, parang sinagot ko yung tanong niya, tapos sabi ko, by the way, ako yung nasa Twitter na nagsabi na thank you for seeing me and I'm happy to see you here at makatrabaho ka sa mga susunod na araw. Sabi ko, Tapos tinanong niya lang, how are you? Sabi ko, I'm very grateful. I'm doing fine. Yun lang. Very tipid din yung sagot ko kasi ayoko maging overwhelming sa kanya.
Fangirl.
Fangirl.
Makino nga pala yung... Ay, sorry, go ahead, go ahead.
Hindi kasi ako, hindi ko masabing fan ako because I don't know anything about her. It's just my heart connected with what she went through. Ganyan. Not necessarily the success eh. Pero yung parang nag-resonate sa akin yung puso niya, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nakikita ko lang siya nag-gagan-chill sa set, lagi, ganyan. Tapos pag may concerns siya, binibigay ko lang. Tapos one day, parang may short na chance na kinausap niya ako. Very quick. Kasi, hinahanap ako ng mga tao lagi eh. So parang, very quick tinanong niya ako. Tapos ako, mabilisan ko rin na-unload lahat yung frustrations ko. Katulad na sinasabi ko sa inya na, ang hirap kong i-cast. Hindi na ako sa hindi confident enough. Ang hirap kong i-cast. And I'm not the perfect woman. Alam mo yun, ganyan and all. Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, hindi na nga po ako naniniwala pag sinasabi nilang magaling ako. Feeling ko mabait lang sila sa akin. Sabi kong ganun. Sabi ko, parang hindi ko na alam. Saan ba papunta lahat to? Tapos nakakalimutan ko kung bakit ko to ginagawa. Bakit ko hinahanap yung validation. Nainis na ako sa sarili ko. Sinabi ko sa kanya lahat yun. Not until, ayun, may tumawag na nga sa akin sa Roger. Parang, sorry, nasan yung ganito? Tapos parang ako, umalis na ako. Then, minessage ko siya na, sorry kung nabombard kita. Tapos sagot niya lang, bitin pa nga eh. Gumatid lang siya.
Oo, oh, parang si Dali sa chismis.
Ganchilyo siya ng ganchilyo hanggang nung last day niya sa set. Tapos bigla niya akong tinawag habang in between nung takes. Sabi niya, sorry, ibibigay ako sa'yo. Binigyan niya ako, nalalagyan ng phone, lagyan ng chilyo niya.
Tayo.
Hard. Like, pag nawawalan ako ng pag-asa, iyayakap ko yun.
Ganda, sabi niya, ganda.
Siya, nakakaiyak. Sabi niya sa akin, sana tuwing nakikita mo to, hawak mo to, maalala mo kung bakit ka lumalaban at sana hindi ka sumuko. Tapos minessage siya pa ako na you remind me so much of myself.
Oh, galing, galing.
Yung puso ko ng Lord, ano ba yung gusto mo iparating? Kasi,
pag-give up
ko na. Hindi ko na alam eh. Hila na ako eh. Bakit mo ako binigyan ng ganong mensahe through Ma'am Dali? Ganyan.
Alam mo yun, not to be, ano no, not to be not thankful of yung mga the signs that life is giving you, but sometimes that's how life, sometimes that's the cruelty of life, no? Just when you're about to give up, life gives you a small sign.
Do not stop because you're meant for something.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. You hold on to it sometimes desperately, so because sometimes it's that you, to be honest, the life that we chose for ourselves, it's crazy. It is crazy.
May side kwento ko. Sino nga pala yung tinext ni Dali? May nag-text kay Dali. Ang dapat iti-text si Dali Dolot.
Dali,
nalimutan ko na kasi kung sino to. Pero muntik na kasi siya mag-sprack. Kasi parang may tinext ata siya kay Dali Dolot. Tinext or chinat na Dali padala bukas nung something. Basta prod related. Eh yung na-chat niya si Dali De Leon. Tapos sumagot ata si Dali De Leon. Ayoko nga. Gagumuntik na siya mag-sprack. Awayin niya sana. O na-sprackan niya ata. Na ano ayaw mo sabi? I forgot the story. Basta,
kasi alam mo yung sagot na yan is also Dali Dolot.
Oo.
Sabi ata ni Dali De Leon, ayoko nga. Tapos magalit ata siya. Tapos tangin na si Dali De Leon pala yung pagka-text niya. So, guys, label your dollies on your phone kasi hindi nyo alam kung alam nyo yun. Super husay na actress pala yung inuutusan nyo. Okay?
Or super husay na costume person.
Food ko, teka.
Oo. So, ayun, mga kapitbahay, I think ang ganda ng mga kwento, no? Yung ganda din ng, ano, ang ganda din ng sinabi ni Yudes na sometimes when you're about to give up, bibigyan ka ng bump ng life. Yun yung sinasabi nilang sa tamang panahon. Kasi maybe it's not your time. And I really think sometimes yung mga bagets, especially the ones that are in their 20s, I'm guilty of this, the ones in their 20s, they always feel like they're always running out of time. You're not, Jesus Christ, you aren't. As in,
ang haba-haba ng buhay, ang dami-daming pwede mangyari.
But of course, you know, like all else before, it's hard when you're in there. You know, when you're in the middle of the storm.
Oo, parang feeling mo wala nangyayari sa buhay ko.
Plus at the same time, I think that the pressure on them, especially on the younger kids now, no, it's a little different from our pressure. I mean, I think what the difference is for our age, no, it was hard because you feel alone. You were coasting the sea alone. I think that was the hard part sa atin. What's hard ngayon for the kids is you feel alone. And then you see so many others succeeding.
That's because nakikita mo na sila sa SOCNED. Parang, hala, bakit wala pa ako? Yeah. Pero guys, alam nyo, i-cute nyo lang yan. Kasi, yun yung core na nakuha ni Yudes yun. If it's not for you, life will tell you so. But if life is giving you that bump na ituloy mo lang. And kung hindi naman siya nakakasakit sa iba, Bakit hindi mo try i-pursue pa din? For example, if hindi na siya kaya na, kunyari, something like art versus yung trabaho mo, you pursue then art on the side, and then eventually, you never know, life will give you that bump, and then you eventually pursue art full-time. But you know, until parang, it was such a long time, right? But then, 9 years ago, nag-cutie lang si Ming Mendoza kay Arjo. Tapos ngayon, butang ina, igakasal na sila.
So, alam mo, ang nakakatuwa sa manifestation, you never know kung kailan siya darating eh. Pero pag dumating siya, alam mo na manifest mo yun eh.
Don't get frustrated. It's normal, I think, to get frustrated. Like for example, bakit hindi ko pa makuha? Bakit hindi ko pa makuha? I think you just throw it out there. If hindi mo makuha and you get frustrated, it's natural. But then it's really not you. Don't ever think, kasi ganun ako dati mag-isip eh, bakit ang malas ko? Why don't I ever get anything that I want? But the thing is, it's not really just because you want it. It's because I think it should be for you. Yun yun. So don't insist, but at the same time also don't give up. Just, you know, the right balance nung ganun. So yun, so may nagdag ka ba ba, Yudes? Or ikaw, Sari?
I think na you were able to perfectly concise the part of the conversation.
Maniwala lang kayo na nagkakatotoo eh. Parang hindi man sa exactly sa paraan na gusto mo, pero minsan, ayun nga, parang may mga paramdam si universe. Parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam minsan na nararamdaman mo yung mundo na gumagalaw din para sa'yo. Hindi lang yung ikaw yung gumagalaw para sa mundo.
I guess may dadagdag pala ako. I think one of the best advice I could give is to never lose that sense of wonder while you're in the process of wondering. Because I think that's the one, the loss of wonder is one of the causes that can block you from seeing whatever it is that's in front of you. Because parang for you, been there, done that. But if you take everything and appreciate it at its fullest, not naively, but take it as is, na parang, oh, I got paid, thank you for that. Oh, I met new people today, or I met new and interesting people today. I'll have to remember that. I think it's those things because it's not necessarily the big things that you do that really alters the course of your destiny. But I also think it has more to do with the small things that you build along the way.
It comes in small
doses.
In small doses. Tapos magugulat ka, hala, nandito na ako.
Kasi parang a lot of people think na parang for them, now I have to get into this workshop because in this workshop is going to change my life. Perhaps it will, but it's not simply going to be the workshop that changed your life. It's all the small things that you did before you go to that workshop. It's the small things that you keep doing, experiencing while doing the workshop that, you know, empowers you or equips you. It's the same thing. It's the same advice I give my actors. Na parang, for example, diba? Of course, not all shows are perfect. Na kahit ganong results mo. Sometimes some things take time or some things really take bigger things for the, in order for, you know, for things to activate on stage, no? And I had a conversation with one of my actors before, na paano ko yun pag hindi ko magawa? Or mana ko on stage? And I don't know kung saan ko nakuha to, but I just ended up telling him na, then you're going to have to bank on the fact that your years or your months of training will not fail you.
Mm.
You know, as an actor, it's not one life-changing moment or one life-changing rehearsal that change, that essentially pulls the tide of the performance. But it's, you know, it's the consistency, showing up every day to rehearsals, religiously reviewing your script. It's those things that are makes you, helps you arrive to that moment wherein you feel like texture of the performance is turning into something better. And I think this is the same for life. It's not a, it's not just a one-time thing, but it's a culmination of all your past experiences or of all your, you know, of all effort, everything that you learned. Yung the way Sari was able to make that impression, it's not because she got the, it's not because she got what you call this. It's not simply because of charm or whatever. No, it's, you have to remember, before na meet ni Sari si Sir Tony, she had a 10-year interim.
Yeah. Again, sa tamang panahon, guys.
Maybe the experiences that will equip you in order for you to be ready when you get to that position have yet to happen.
Yeah. True.
Makakatulong talaga if maniwala ka na mangyayari siya.
That's kasi true.
Nung sinabi ko na it's as if plano siya, hindi na ako ang may control, na sabi ko, ah, magpo-prod ako sa DUP after ko nito, ganyan. Tapos, parang nagulat na lang ako, hala, may prod na nga ako sa DUP, ganyan. Or parang, ah, after nito, siguro mag-adelto muna ako. Then, uy, kahit
dito na ako.
Ang dami mong problema, kahit ang daming ganito, ganyan. Magugulat ka lang, bibigay rin naman pala sa'yo eh. Basta naniniwala kang parang deserve mo naman.
Yep.
Parang gano'n. Ang hirap i-explain ng exact feeling eh. Pero minsan, nararamdaman ko at natatakot ako pag alam kong gano'n. Kasi alam kong may tendency nga ako na pag may, siguro dahil ba nagtataro reading din ako, na pag sinasabi, may sinasabi ako, nagkakatotoo din talaga. Siguro dahil naniniwala ako. Basta piliin lang natin ng yung mabuting mga bagay, yung iniisip at pinapaniwalaan natin, no? Huwag yung mga masasama.
May minamanifest ka, hindi ka tatalon papunta dun eh. Yung minamanifest mo, hindi mo nanonotice, slowly, pinupush ka niya dun. Pinupush ka niya dun ever so gently until you realize, andun ka na. Yeah. Like yun si Main, like our joke cutie. Tapos, akalain niya bang mag-aartista siya? Akalain niya bang mag-aartista siya? Akalain niya bang... And then so on and so forth. Until, you know, she finally met Arjo probably in some event. Tapos naging sila and then she's gonna marry him. Parang, it's... Yeah, yun. It's a lot of patience, I think. And going with the flow. Yung, doing the hard work.
Oo. Tsaka feeling ko yung sinasabi ni Yudes na yun, na incubation. Alam mo yung sinasabi nila sa law of attraction na that's the time you let go or surrender.
Yeah.
But so i-surrender mo yung gusto mo i-manifest sa universe so that it has the time to work on it. Kasi parang if you hold on to it, parang hindi niya ma-deliver yung gusto mong mangyari kasi you're holding on to it.
Conceptually and theoretically, that makes sense, no?
Diba?
Parang,
may friend ako nagsabi sa akin, isipin mo parang ano, Shopee delivery yan. In-add to cart mo, pabayaran mo na lang. Pero kung naka-add to cart lang forever yan, hindi yan madedeliver sa'yo.
Ganda nun. Guys, check out nyo na yan.
Check out mo. Kasi, ano pupunta sa'yo? Tapos ngayon naman, pag nag-surrender ka na, hayaan mo lang. Kasi, pag you hold on to it again, paano ulit madedeliver sa'yo? Tinatrabaho na nga, natipigilan mo pa.
I think kasi, sorry, people are afraid of the notion of letting go. Na para pag nilet go ko ba, ibig sabihin, I'm not going to pursue it anymore. I think, no, the notion of letting go is, it's more of parang, parang the more na, parang kumbaga yung mga experience na pinipilit mo, na pag, pag pinilit mo siya at na-experience mo siya, hindi siya ganun kasarap because you forced it. It didn't happen organically.
At saka ano mo, ang magandang bagay dyan, hindi kasi talaga natin fully makokontrol yung mga bagay-bagay ayon sa gusto natin. Mm. Meron talaga ibang energy sa mag-work towards that thing that you want to manifest. Maliban sa gusto mong mga paraan kung paano siya matutupad. So, alam mo yun, ipaubaya mo sa kanila kasi you can only do so much. Alam mo, minsan nare-realize ko na parang I can only do so much. I can get all the auditions I want, pero kung hindi para sa akin yung role, hindi yun para sa akin. So, kahit itrabahuhin mo lang, trabahuhin yan, wala yan, hindi yan para sa'yo.
Ako, iniisip ko na lang minsan, when an opportunity is not given to me, maybe it's someone else's time.
Oo, yun din.
Maybe it's someone, whoever got the job, maybe it's their dream come true.
Totoo.
Oo nga, di naging gift ka pa sa iba. Di ba? Kasi nagpaubaya ka. Wow, may ganon. Alright, sige guys. So, ayun, di ba? Akala nyo, joke-joke lang kami dito. Pero as usual, at the end of the day, meron kaming pa-lesson sa inyo. So, ayun, especially this goes out to the kapitbahays namin na nakikinig. No? A lot of them are very, very young. Iba 17, 16, others are just starting their adult life. They're in their 20s. So, yeah, just never, ever... Never ever think that something is not meant for you. It might be in another shape or form, but you will always arrive in the right spot. Yun lang. At the end of the day, sa tamang panahon talaga yung hashtag. Alright? So mga kapitbahay, kung gusto niyo yung mga ganyan topics, please, you know, just tweet us or mag-share kayo ng story regarding this. Or you could actually tell us something that you manifested tapos dumating sa inyo. Just at Kudazzers, and how do you spell Kudazzers?
That's KUDAZZERS.
Yes, and also, kung gusto nyo makarinig ng mga iba pang topics, pang-anim, pang-anim season na natin ito po, pang-anim na Lost to Bakla 8, ano ba? 8 seasons na kami, so you could, you know, just binge our discography. Wow, discography! Marami kami mga kabalbalan, and at the same time, we do have some topics that are light and also very serious. And hindi lang kami, you could actually check out our co-affiliates. Just go to the Podcast Network Asia website and listen to them all. We would like to always thank Podcast Network Asia. Kasi alam nyo guys, sila na talaga yung God gave me you. Kasi alam nyo, kung wala yung Podcast Network Asia, wala kaming mga ganto-ganto guys. So, yung Podcast Network Asia, napakalaking blessing niya sa amin. So, thank you very much, Podcast Network Asia. And don't forget, yeah, listen to our old episodes and listen to our co-affiliates, alright? So, did I miss anything? Wala po ba?
Wala po.
Wala po. So, sana na, ano, nabitan niya F namin kahit tatlo lang kami, guys. Madaladal pa rin talaga kami kahit tatlo lang kami. Okay? So, alright, this has been Ina.
This is Ari.
And it's...
And y'all are listening to...
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.